Good, thanks, Lee.
Welcome to the Home Run. You're back to talk about EcoFest. It's back in 2023, and you need people to fill some spots.
That's correct. Yeah, we've just opened applications on our website to create a bit of interest with stallholders and vendors, some wonderful healthy foodies from around the northwest of the state. And if you're a presenter or somebody who wants to do a workshop on sustainable living practices, we're looking for you.
Fantastic. For those that are unfamiliar, what is EcoFest?
EcoFest is a sustainable living festival. So we're looking at being more resilient and looking at issues that are affecting our environment and, you know, working towards a more cohesive community, participation and awareness. So EcoFest brings everyone together so you can peruse it on the day, get involved with the activities and have a better understanding of how you can have a less damaging impact on our environment.
Right, so it's learning about how we can continue on with our life but sustaining a smaller footprint.
That's correct, yes. We've even got people that are going to come along and can measure your footprint as well. So businesses can get involved and put some data into a calculator and can measure your footprint and how you can improve on that.
So what were some of the standout stalls at your last EcoFest that people might resonate with people listening today?
We had some wonderful community projects last year. One that springs to mind is 24 Carat Project, which is a sustainable living in school. So they do lots of activities with the kids, with creating gardens, making things out of natural products and things like that, and they're joining us again this year. What else do we have? One of the big draw cards last year was the electric vehicles and the fact that you could take them for a test drive. And we had some wonderful, passionate people from the Electric Vehicle Association donating their time and the use of their vehicles. So people come along and go for a spin and pick the brains of the car owner to then be pointed in the right direction for purchasing an electric vehicle down the track.
What a great idea. Now, for anybody listening today that might be interested in having a presentation space at next year's EcoFest, what's the website?
EcoFestCAD.com.au. We've got several apply pages that are open, ready for application. So even for musicians, if you're a local musician and want to perform on the day, let us know.
Have you locked in a date and location yet?
We have. We are at Camp Clayton, which has a wonderful indoor and outdoor venue. And our date is Saturday the 1st of April.
More info, ecofesttaz.com.au. Cass, thanks for joining us to talk all things EcoFest today.
Thanks, Lee.